Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, praise God, everyone, and welcome to this Friday Healing Day of Prayer. This is John Madrigal with you, and we're so glad to be with you on this Friday as we end toward the last part of October. And with us today, and for part two of Padre Pio, is with us Grace Marquet. Grace, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here today. And it's always a special time when we welcome our listeners to join us on this Friday Day of Prayer. That's what we're all about here today. Mm-hmm. A day when you, our dear listeners, call in with a special prayer intention that you may have for yourself, for a family member, for a friend, or any other intention you may hold in your heart. Mm-hmm. And when we pray for you, we always do so through the intercession of one of our powerful saints.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when we were together the last time, we prayed through the intercession of Saint Padre Pio of Pietrelcina.
Mm.
How's my accent?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Now, there are so many gifts that the Lord bestowed on Saint Pio that, John, we said we could not limit his many gifts to one program. You cannot.
No.
So we promised to do a second program on the Padre, interceding for you, our listeners. And today is that day.
Mm.
I'm really looking forward to this. We're coming to him twice, John, two programs. And maybe, you never know, a third time. There certainly is enough information on him.
Yeah.
So we'll begin with prayer. And then I'll give you our telephone numbers for you to call in. And we do welcome your calls. So we will pray, and then we will move on from there, okay? Saint Pio, you are so loved by so many people all over the world. Your heart was so compassionate. It overflowed with so deep a love for your Lord and for all of his creation. You accepted the call from your God to be a victim soul for the world's suffering, for the sick, for the children, for the elderly, for the sinner. You offered your life and your sufferings for those who were far from the Lord, so that one day they may see the face of God. And only God knows all of the souls who are with him because of your sacrifice. He chose you because he knew of your faithfulness, your compassion, your humility, and your deep love for all of his children. No enemy could detract you from your mission to become holy and to make others holy. So, Saint Padre Pio, we come to you today. We love you so much, and we trust you to hear our prayers and to personally hand them to Jesus, to Mary, and to Joseph. You are more than a friend to us, dear Padre. You are family. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Beautiful, Grace.
God bless.
Why don't we give those numbers out?
Sure. Telephone numbers, 610-527-2906, 888-343-2484. I'll say that again, 610-527-2906, 888-343-2484.
84, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
So, John, we actually, before we get into any of the information that we have on the Padre, you have some prayer intentions.
We have prayer requests we'll share together.
Sure.
And the first one is Pasquale, and all this through the intercession of Padre Pio today. Pasquale is hospitalized in ICU with serious blood infection. He is on a ventilator. His kidneys and his liver are also affected. Mm. So we're praying for Pasquale today through the Padre. And Vanessa asked prayers to be delivered from depression and prayers for the healing of spinal stenosis. She's also suffering with menopause problems. So we're lifting them up in a special way today for help and healing through the intercession of Padre Pio. Did you want to take a couple more of these, Grace?
Sure. Let me see this
number
here.
Number three.
Okay. Let's see. We have Rosita. Rosita has too much calcium in her blood, and that's not good. I know when they take tests, they want to check that calcium level, keep it down, checking for thyroid and all of that. It's my little bit of medical thing there. And she asks for prayers for good health. And Rosita, we certainly are about that today. Whatever takes place today, this whole program, your intentions, other people's intentions, we put it all together and presenting it to the great Padre Pio. And we're going to pray for that, that calcium level comes down. I know I also had slightly elevated calcium at one point. And it did come down. So we're going to pray that for you. And I'm personally going to pray that for you, Rosita. That's great. Matt needs healing from OCD. He also needs prayers that he's able to make a good confession. Well, Matt, you came to the right place, and I'll tell you why. We're interceding to St. Padre Pio, and his gift was the confessional.
That's right.
So many people were freed, and you want to make a good confession, and you know the Padre right now, his ears are tingling. I think he's saying, I got you, Matt, because he would know when people would go to confession if they were there to just out of curiosity.
He would
know if they were withholding a sin from him.
That's right.
And
he
read hearts. And if you thought you were going to go in there and just be there and, you know, oh, I saw Padre Pio. No. He won't let you out. He'll say, you know, I think you have another sin you haven't confessed to me.
Yes.
And it's so easy to want to do that, isn't it? So that's wonderful, Matt. We're giving you to Padre Pio today for prayers that you're able to make a good confession. And I know the Padre is going to hear that prayer. And we're praying for prayers requested for Mark. And Mark N. and Jane C., we don't know what the prayers are for, but the Lord knows. The Lord knows, and so does our dear Padre. And we're going to ask that whatever they are, that they are healed in the name of Jesus. That is wonderful. We have more intentions here. Mark's special intentions. Special intentions are known by the Lord, and only He can heal them in the way they need to be healed.
Mm.
So we have a couple more here, John. We're up to...
We have Elizabeth, who is elderly and has many health issues. And we pray for her today in a special way through the intercession of Padre Pio, along with Jim, who suffers with pain in his back from disc problems. Lifting that up again. It's an intercession of Padre Pio and prayers for our nation to turn back to God, which is a beautiful request.
That and certainly is much needed.
St. Pio, you know that our country is in need of becoming one nation under God again, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And so we pray today for that. We have a caller on line one, Grace, and let's go to that.
Okay.
And it's somebody who's very familiar with Padre Pio. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, John and Grace, how you doing?
Paul, how are you? Nice.
Today again, in honor of St. Padre Pio and St. Jude.
And
St. Jude also, Saint of the Impossible.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Paul.
Yeah, I'm a great devotee, as you know.
Yeah, we talked to you, that we were on, that was a month ago, talking about Padre Pio. This is our second program. There may be a third one, Paul.
Well, I'll be sponsoring that too, then. I'm a Padre Pio devotee.
Oh, I know you are. In fact, I wanted to thank you for what you did the last time.
Yes, we do.
You took care of the program. You put your hand in your pocket and you paid for the program to be on. And we certainly do appreciate that, because they try so hard to keep this going. It's been going for 40 years, this station, this Catholic station. It's amazing. Through the help of God and through the help of people like you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
It's an honor to sponsor it.
We appreciate this also today. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. We know you've been there to San Giovanni Rotondo.
Amen.
Five times.
What a grace. Wait till you meet.
25 times, and you have the one in Jersey. I've been there well over 100 times.
Is that the one in Buena?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We had a big forest feast day. We had a big setup. Loads of food. Had the fire.
That was September 23rd?
The whole nine yards.
That's wonderful.
So you know Vera Calandra?
Oh, yeah, Vera. When she passed, I first met her at St. Nick's. She had one of them. Her and her husband would bring the film.
Mm-hmm.
And that after the film, she would feed you. She was a gourmet cook. Mm-hmm. So loads of food. She would feed everybody. That alone was worth it.
Incredible woman. You know what?
I think it was 1980 she showed the film, A Padre Pio, that she fed us all.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm going to mention her again today. We did a whole presentation on her on our last program, and I will touch on a little of that so our listeners who didn't hear the first program will hear some of that again. And then we have other material, too. You can go forever with the Padre. You know that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait till he meets you, Paul.
I dreamt of had two vivid dreams of him. So far, I read 36 books on him.
Oh, 36 books.
36. Every time I see a new book, they're starting to translate the Italian into English. That's why they keep all these books keep coming out.
God bless you, Paul.
Oh. I'll tell you. What a devotion you had to Padre Pio.
Oh, great devotion, yeah.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Paul. We do appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's give those numbers out again. And that's Paul. And he's been so gracious to sponsor the program today.
That's God bless him. How wonderful. The telephone number is call in. You could call and speak like Paul did, or if you don't want to be on the program, you can call in and leave the intention of the wonderful girls who answer the phone. Give them the intention, and we'll pray for it. Our telephone number is 610-527-2906, 888-343-2484. And you know, John, I'm looking at this one intention that came in. It said, Vanessa asks prayers to be delivered from depression and prayers for healing of spinal stenosis and suffering with the menopause problem. I'm wondering if Vanessa called the last time. We just want you to know, Vanessa, I recognize the spinal stenosis because we talked about that. And if I recall, you had the sweetest voice in the world. What a gentle voice you had. And I want you to know we continue to pray for you, Vanessa. We are continuing to do that. God bless you. And you keep doing what you're doing, calling in for the prayer, calling in, reaching out to the Lord for healing. And God bless you. It'll come, and we're doing it through St. Pio today. God bless you. God bless all of these needs on this paper.
Amen.
So, anyway, we have a lot more. We will have more intentions coming in, I'm sure. We will get to those, because that's the purpose of today's show.
That's right.
The Friday day of prayer. Prayer first, and then anything else we have to say, John.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who did not hear our first program, we touched on some of the points. We're going to touch on some of those points, I think, John, before we move on, so they feel like they don't feel like they're not part of this, you know. So when one speaks of Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, the deep love that lives within him is the love he has for our Blessed Lady, for Mary, his mother. He called her Mamina, her little mama. And he said she would accompany him every morning to the altar where he would say Mass. As if, and these are his words, he said, as if she had nothing else to think about but me. Mm. She would actually go and accompany him to Mass. She always came to protect him. And he said it was vital to recognize Mary in her rightful place as Mother of the Church. He would pray 30 to 40 rosaries a day. And he said, is there a prayer more beautiful or more pleasing than the one she taught us herself, the rosary? More beautiful than the rosary. He called it his weapon, for the rosary would chase all evil away. And he encouraged us to pray this powerful weapon in our own lives. She consoled him in his greatest sufferings. Evil could not stand where the Hail Mary was spoken.
Mm.
No way. Another of his extraordinary gifts was his deep love for the Holy Eucharist. Mm-hmm. He would pour forth his love of the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, at every Mass. His Masses would last 3 hours, and he said it would be easier for the world to exist without the sun. And I'm sure you've heard this, John.
Yeah.
Easier to exist without the sun than without
the Mass.
The Mass. Absolutely. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. So he would stare adoringly at the Sacred Host with tears in his eyes. His lips would move, and he would speak to the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. There was such power here. People who attended his Masses in San Giovanni Rotondo were enveloped in the holiness they witnessed. They were so still. They couldn't move during these moments of ecstasy. What a gift they were given in partaking of the heavenly Mass by this saint. Can you imagine, John, 3 hours at that Mass, watching him staring at the host, tears in his eyes? He was reliving the sacrifice of Calvary.
Yeah.
There was no doubt that he was seeing and experiencing the true presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And he said, and we're going to stress this again, because we find this, I find it to be incredible. It would be easier for the world to exist without the sun than without the Holy Mass. That is just so, so beautiful.
So profound, yeah.
He, to give you just a little background that we shared the last time on his family, like to do that too, mm-hmm. On our last program. He was born in a little town in Italy in an area called Foggia. It was near Naples, called Pietrelcina. In 1887 he was born. His father was Grazio Forgione and his mother Maria Giuseppe D'Annunzio. His mother had a great devotion to St. Francis of Assisi, and she named her son Francesco. And from when he was a child, he always wanted to become a priest. His father even left Italy and went to America to work, to raise money for Francesco's education. And little did his parents know that one day their son Francesco would follow in the footsteps of the saint that he loved, Saint Francis of Assisi, by bearing the stigmata, the wounds that Jesus Christ bore on the cross, and those wounds that Francis of Assisi also bore. Mm. Padre Pio became a Franciscan friar, and he suffered from a very serious bronchial inflammation that at times could have taken his life. He was very weak, very sick, and he bore those wounds of Christ for 50 years, and his wounds bled continuously. It is said that he bled a cup of blood a day. Is unbelievable. He was confused and he was angry when this first happened to him. He couldn't understand it. He was tortured by the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in his feet, his hands, and in his side. He couldn't understand it. But then he recalled that in 1910 he had offered himself to the Lord as a victim for sinners. And for the holy souls in purgatory. Mm-hmm. So he asked the Lord to pour on him the suffering due others. Quote, this is his quote, so that they may be consoled and quickly admitted to paradise. He was offering himself, his own body, for the saving the souls in purgatory, that they would be admitted to paradise. And the Lord heard his holy, humble, and selfless prayer and gifted him with the sweet suffering of the stigmata. And only God knows how many souls have been saved by Padre Pio's living martyrdom. Now, John, very shortly, we will be celebrating the Feast of the Holy Souls.
That's right.
And when a journalist asked Padre what he wanted to be known as, well, despite all of his extraordinary mystical gifts, which were a mystery to him, he said that. He said, these gifts that I have, they're a mystery to me. He replied, he was just a poor friar who prays. Mm. A poor friar who prays.
Amen.
Yet his life, his holiness, his many miracles have been documented and recorded in volumes of testimonies from people all over the world. He was a living saint walking among us.
Yes, he was, Grace. Let's look at the mission of Padre Pio. written in his own words, quote, "O my God, you hid me away from the eyes of all. You entrusted to your Son a very great mission, a mission that is known to you and myself alone. Dear God, my Father, how have I corresponded to such a mission? I hear within me a voice which repeats insistently, 'Become holy and make others holy.' He became holy by being faithful to his mission, faithful to a heroic degree by being declared a saint, the place where he truly manifested the gift of making others holy was in the confessional. His role as confessor was as much a part of Padre Pio's being as the very air he breathed. Pope Paul VI would say, 'See the frame he had, how great a worldly gathering clustered around him. Was it because he was a philosopher? Because he was a wise man? Because he had means at his disposal? It was because he said Mass humbly and heard confessions from morning till night. Though he was physically exhausted, he heard confessions till his dying day."
He would spend 18 hours a day in the confessional. Can you imagine? Yeah. 18 hours. And because of the crowds, people would have to make appointments to see him. They'd have to wait anywhere like 10 to 30 days, I heard, 30 days before confessing. People were from all walks of life to see him and all social classes. They were laborers, housewives, doctors, cardinals, statesmen, atheists, scientists. It was exhausting for him. God gave him the gift of being able to know the state of one soul, even before he was told. He was able to know if you were telling the truth, you were holding a sin without confessing it. He knew that. Reading souls. He was loving and compassionate, but at times he pulled no punches. If a person was there to see him out of curiosity, as opposed to being sorry for your sins, well, he wouldn't think twice about, ready for this? Throwing you out of the confessional. Get out of here. He did show tough love, but the fruit of his tough love was a penitent. Crushed by his rejection, "Oh, Padre Pio just rejected me." But that penitent would return with the proper disposition to make a sincere confession. He would welcome them back with a fatherly love. Now, we have a few more intentions here that we will say, and then I want to tell you a great story about a priest who was going to prove that Padre Pio was a fraud. Can you imagine? I'll tell you that story. But we do have some prayer intentions here, and we do want to get to them. Let's see.
Please do.
This one, John, is, it involves the whole family. The woman's name is Leray, L-E-R-A-E, and it says here the Gentili family. Leray had an enormous cyst on her spine that required an operation, and sepsis went through her body. And she developed wounds, and they put a port on her arm. And she was on a special antibiotic for 6 months. She also had arthritis throughout her body, so she was in constant pain. Now, that was her. Her husband has cancer of the kidney that metastasized to his lungs. Her son-in-law has kidney cancer, and his prostate levels are high. And she has a 1.5-year-old grandson who right now is in Children's Hospital checking for pneumonia. They're checking for me. Can you imagine having all of that at the same time in this family? So, Lorraine, we're going to bat for you. We're really going to pray for you. That person who really knew a lot of pain was Padre Pio in his suffering. He right now knows what you are going through. And believe me, he's going to be on this case. I know it. I just know it. Because you're suffering a lot and you still come and ask for prayer. That is just so, so beautiful. For you, for your husband, for your son-in-law, for that little baby. Oh, where do we get to the part where Padre Pio loved children?
Oh, yes.
Oh my, did he ever love children? We're going to get to something on that in a little bit. And so we're going to be praying for your whole family, for that intention.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, John, there's one there for you.
For a young man, Hank, who has a liver problem, and he's on the list for a transplant. So we're going to lift up Hank today in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and in the intercession of Padre Pio today, that all will be expedited and made conducive to a full recovery.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I think you know this. In fact, a lot of our listeners are going to know this person.
Oh, Mark Houck.
Could you pray? Tell them about that one.
I don't have my glasses, Grace. So you read that for me?
I don't have them. I can read this, but anyway, Mark Houck. You may have seen him recently on TV. Okay?
That's right.
He's the pro-life gentleman whose home was invaded by the FBI. Mm-hmm. They came with guns drawn, a whole pile of them. And they came and did this in front of his seven young children. His children were so frightened and still, to this day, are feeling the effects of this unnecessary raid. This is a good man. This is a good human being.
Yes, he is.
And it's almost like they're starting to do that to people, which isn't very nice. There's a way to take someone. In fact, he had said to them, and it's in, his lawyer was speaking for him, it is in there that they were saying they're there for whatever they want to do. They're there to speak. They're there to, they took care of whatever they had to take care of. So why they suddenly did this raid was insane. You know, I just do not know that. But anyway, this story was broadcast on numerous news stations all over the world.
Yeah.
It was on every major news station. And we just know that the Lord is going to come to bat for him. And also Padre Pio will do that, because we probably won't get to it today. Maybe we'll get to it to another program. But Padre Pio was so confined to the point where he was not permitted to say Mass.
Yeah.
That is a whole story about riots and things like that. As I said, we won't get to that one today, but I know Padre Pio will be praying for Mark Howell and his family, especially the children. He sees Mark and his wife, his beautiful wife. They have seven children. He's going to bat. And I might add to that story, Mark is the son-in-law of Kathleen McCarthy.
Yeah.
Kathleen McCarthy is the president of this network, in his sign network, where we do our shows. And what a good human being. She has many, many, many children and grandchildren, and they're all over. And the Lord's going to uphold this family. Oh, they are going to be upheld. They will be a sign all over the world.
Yes, they will be.
Of God's power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God's power. And I have one here. Meredith has alopecia. Alopecia involves a loss of hair. And she has had it a long time. She has seen many doctors, and nothing seems to be helping. I believe she's in her 30s. And she just started here. It says here she started with a new doctor who is taking a different approach. And he seems to be very, very thorough. So we're praying for her. We're praying for the intercession of Padre Pio, that he knows what he's doing and is able to help her. That would be so beautiful.
Well, we have to take a break, Grace, and when we come back, we're going to continue part two of Padre Pio, and we hope you stay with us. This is John Madrigal with Grace Marquet. We're coming right back.
This is Linda Purcell. I listen to In His Sign Catholic Radio every chance I get. Kathleen convicts me with the words of our Lord. Kathleen lives in his love, and for me, just the opportunity to listen to her is my road to Emmaus. My heart is burning for our Lord Jesus. I am set on fire each time I tune in to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Why don't you give it a try, too?
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit. bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Okay, we're back once again, and this is John Madrigal with Grace Marquet today on this Padre Pio Day. I just want to lift up a special request. I had gotten off the air with Anne-Marie. Her aunt just recently died, and Louise Del Franco is their name, and so we lift her up in a special way through Padre Pio's intercession.
Amen.
Who prayed for the holy souls in purgatory, and who... And so we're lifting up also Anne-Marie's special intentions that she mentioned. And she mentioned also for everybody that's going to be voting in the upcoming election.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we lift up that to the Lord, that people's eyes will be open, the eyes of their hearts and their minds will be open to select a candidate making a moral choice.
Amen. I agree with that. These coming elections are so important to our nation.
Amen.
That we follow the will of God. What's
Amen.
God's choice?
What's God's choice?
We don't know also what he may be trying to show us.
Mm.
You know, we have a lot of repenting to do ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things happen that cause us to look within. So, because we want it to be all ginger peachy.
You know? Yeah.
You know. Anyway, I was going to tell you.
Go ahead.
The priest who was going to prove that Padre Pio was a fraud. Because of Padre's gifts and his holiness, he had to put up, John, with a lot of envy, a lot of jealousy from people who didn't believe him. They resented him. So, now this priest was in line to go to confession, but he was not wearing his priestly attire. No, he wasn't wearing it. He was dressed in regular clothes. Well, Padre Pio was in the confessional. And then he read souls. He got up, walked out of the confessional. He walked up to the people who were standing in line and went straight up to this priest, who he did not know. And he said to him, "Where is your priestly attire?" He said, "Go home, put on your priestly garb, then come back and I will hear your confession."
Wow.
Imagine that, John. I mean, I think that priest came to be a believer. What do you think?
Oh,
I think so.
Amen.
Anyway, through the Holy Mass and through the confessional, he had the gift of exorcising people who were possessed by the devil. The devil didn't like it one bit, okay? And Satan knew of Padre's sanctity only too well and did everything in his power to bring the Padre down. So I'd like to read for you an excerpt from a book by Mary Ingoldsby called Padre Pio, His Life and Mission. She said, "The most cunning trick of the devil consists in persuading us he doesn't exist. The church has constantly taught us that the devil does exist and must be reckoned with in the Christian life. The church's teaching is soundly based on the gospel itself. Many of the holiest men and women the church has known have been physically attacked and tormented by Satan. Padre Pio was one of them. He was grievously tormented. He said, 'The devil does not cease to appear to me in horrible forms and to beat me in the most terrible manner.' And on one occasion, the devil came in the form of Padre Pio's spiritual director, Padre Agostino. A very holy man was his spiritual director. And he's saying to Padre Pio, 'Hey, look, don't try to be too holy. Ease up on your mission to become so holy.' Well, at first, Padre Pio was saddened by these comments, thinking it was his spiritual director telling him, don't be so holy. But he then realized who it was who was saying these things to him. And he bellowed out, Viva Jesu! Viva Jesu! Jesus lives! And the devil immediately disappeared.
Praise God.
He came. The devil came dressed as Padre Agostino. And many of the Padre's friars were witnesses to the violent abuse inflicted upon him by Satan. And these occurrences are documented in their writings. Now, on our previous program on Padre Pio, we shared our story of Vera Calandra, whose daughter Vera Maria, at the age of 2, had to have her urinary bladder removed, which would have resulted in her death. And Vera, the mother, felt the calling of Padre Pio to go to Italy. Go to Italy. Go now from Norristown, Pennsylvania, and have the Padre pray over her. Well, she did go, and he did pray over little Vera Marie, and she was miraculously cured. About a week or so later, Padre Pio died. No wonder he wanted her to get there so quickly. And this led Vera, the Calandra family, to work tirelessly to let the world know about the Padre. And they worked tirelessly for his canonization, which occurred on June 16, 2002. And they established the National Shrine of St. Padre Pio in Bartow, Pennsylvania. Vera and her husband Harry are now with the Lord and St. Pio. So put it on your list. Get to that shrine near Allentown, Pennsylvania. And as for that little 2-year-old Vera Marie who was cured, she's now the vice president of the National Shrine, St. Padre Pio. What a healing, what a healing. So there is a museum there, many artifacts of his life. There's a replica of Our Lady of Grace Friary, the friary where Padre Pio received his stigmata. There's a replica there, and many other wonderful things and events to see there. Padre Pio loved the little children. And there is a statue at the shrine, in the distance as you walk up the entrance. The statue shows 3 children with the Padre. 2 of the children are hugging each other. Then there's a little space, and the 3rd child is standing there. Well, when I entered the shrine with my dear friend Janet and her granddaughter Gianna, who at the time was about 5 years old, Gianna in the distance, she was alert. She saw this statue, and she raced ahead of us. She ran right up to the statue with the Padre and the children, and she placed herself in the little space between the children and put her arms around all of them. It was so special. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. Nothing was going to stop her. And what a wonderful photo that made. She was the same size as one of the children in the statue, and she became part of that statue, loving Padre Pio. Saint Pio had a great love for children, and he called them the little flowers of Jesus.
Yes, Grace, children would seek him out, and they were drawn to his fatherly love for them. So many miracles attributed to the Padre were for children who were suffering. In fact, the miracle that led to his canonization was for a child who was dying. He was deeply concerned for their physical and spiritual well-being. He opened numerous centers for physically and mentally challenged children. They continue to grow years after his death in 1968. The children are treated with love and dignity and made to realize the special child of God that they truly are. Padre Pio himself was a suffering servant with a sensitive heart for those who were ill, especially for children.
And keeping in mind that he called children the little flowers of Jesus, he made this incredible statement, and I never heard this before, John. He considered that the giving of life on the part of a woman contributed to her salvation. He said, quote, even a woman who was lost, when she feels and defends her maternity with such force, she does not only redeem herself, but without realizing it, she becomes holy. I have never heard such a profound statement.
No.
On the blessing given to a mother who defends the child within her womb. And he would be angry with those who support abortion. saying, this is his quote, abortion is not only murder, but it is also suicide. And by this he meant that we are contributing to the annihilation of the human race. He even criticized any nation that promotes abortion, saying, quote, the race that does not accept the human being from the time of his or her conception is destined to be an ignominious end, because it distorts the concept of love of neighbor, replaces it with egoism, and cannot conceive the love of God at all. So how prophetic are his words? I mean, as a nation and as a world that promulgates such disrespect for life and such violence, we are indeed contributing to the annihilation of the human race. The lives of over 65 million babies have been brutally taken. And as the world continues along its own collision course, we are indeed headed for a rude awakening if we don't stop taking the sacred life, the precious blood of our young. We are accountable before our God for those precious little flowers of Jesus. And, you know, we can talk on something that we delight in. You know, for those of you who are devotees, spiritual children of St. Pio, you are well aware of the exalted place the angels held in his spirituality. Jesus himself said this in Scripture, anyone who welcomes a little child in my name welcomes me. Right, John? Yeah. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. And St. Pio took these words very seriously. And he says to us, his spiritual children, he says, send me your guardian angel. Yes. What was that, John?
Send me your guardian angel.
Send me your guardian angel. And what does he mean here? Well, one of his friars, Father Alessio Parenti, he was one of the friars who took care of the Padre in his latter years. He wrote a book with that title, Send Me Your Guardian Angels. When we are experiencing some difficulty or sadness, alone or abandoned or suffering, the Padre invokes your guardian angel. It's an amazing association, and many of those who intercede to the Padre send their guardian angel to him. They send them. And Father Alessio said this, which is interesting. He said, Padre Pio's spiritual guidance of souls was mostly done through the help and direction of his guardian angel.
About that.
Imagine that connection. That if he had to help you in your direction, in your spiritual direction, he would consult his guardian angel and your guardian angel. And next thing you know, you'd see results.
Praise God. It's beautiful.
So this is what your angel does for you. Your angel prays for you, offers to God all the good works you accomplish, your holy and pure desires. When you seem to be alone and abandoned, do not complain of not having a friendly soul to whom you can unburden yourself. Treat this dear little angel not as a friend, but as one of the family. At the moment of death, your soul will see this angel so good who accompanied you through life and was so generous in his motherly care of you. So I say to you listening, when was the last time you talked to your guardian angel? Do it. Try it today. You've been with you your whole life, helping you in situations that you never even dreamed they were there.
Let's say that guardian angel prayer, grace.
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and to guard, to rule and to guide. Amen. And amen. 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 My, that is such a beautiful prayer. We learn as little children.
Yeah, and we still use it as little children.
We still. We really do. I mean, at one point, I did put music to it. I did.
Yeah,
and it's sitting
right
somewhere in a little pile of other things.
That's
and
right.
I keep saying, now I have to tell my angel, get it out. Especially it has your name in it, guardian angel. Do something. Get it out. So, anyway, John, we are approaching the Feast of the Holy Souls in Purgatory, who were so dear to Padre Pio.
Yes, Padre Pio not only showed his love for the Lord by offering his life as a victim soul for the living, but he also offered himself for the dead, for the holy souls in purgatory. In Scripture, in the Book of Maccabees, we read, it is a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they may be loosed from their sins. This passage tells us, if we are not in the state of grace when we die, that we are in need of someone to pray for us, so that one day we may leave purgatory and see the face of God. Their longing to see God is so intense for these souls, they have been known to come back and ask for prayer. In numerous testimonies, Padre Pio prayed and offered sacrifices for the holy souls. When Bishop Costa asked him if he ever saw a soul from purgatory, the Padre replied, "I have seen so many that they don't scare me anymore." More souls of the dead from purgatory than of the living climb this mountain, Mount Gargano, to attend my masses and seek my prayers. How many of the souls fly to paradise after his mass? He saw, and even stopped in his room to thank him for his prayers. This is well documented in numerous accounts.
That is just unbelievable. Really, that they would fly to heaven through his prayers. I love what Bishop Costa said. He said, "Ask if he ever saw a soul." And Padre replied, "I've seen so many, they don't scare me anymore."
That's a bit of humor.
And more souls of the dead from purgatory than of the living come here to attend my masses. This is so wonderful. This is just so wonderful. And that's what we learned from grade school, to pray for the dead.
Pray for the dead.
Offer masses for the dead. We bring mass cards to the funerals of the deceased, that one day they will see the face of God. And there's a remarkable story during World War II, there were numerous accounts of deceased soldiers who came to thank Padre for his prayers and his masses. These weren't unusual occurrences. They would climb up there, Mount Gargano, and he told his spiritual children to pray for them, that the holy souls may be loosed
from their sins,
and see the face of God. And we especially pray for the souls who have no one to pray for them.
Pray for them.
And you know, when you pray for a holy soul, I say this to our listeners, when you pray for a holy soul in purgatory, they will never, ever forget you. Their prayers will assist you on your journey through life to your death. And like the Padre said, you're going to see that angel. You're going to see your guardian angel, too, at the time of your death. They will assist you through life to your death and to the kingdom, the holy souls. Mm-hmm. And your angel. Just have a few more intentions here. We're going to pray for Sharon. Sharon is praying and trusting that the job offer she received is the one for her. She said it's with the same company, but she's working in a different position. She starts November 28th, and she's been praying that it's God's will to take that job. Mm-hmm. So Sharon, be at peace and trust that all the prayers you have offered to the Lord and trusted in him, that he will see you through. So don't be anxious. He will not abandon you. You are his faithful child. Be at peace and keep doing the prayer, and do it with trust in the Lord and with the assistance of Saint Padre Pio. So we pray for that. Let's see. We have a couple more. We have Mary. Let's see. We have a few here. Okay. We're praying for Anne. Anne is the mother of a priest, and Mary D'Angelo sent this in. She's 93 years old. She fell and has a broken knee, and they can't operate on her. So she must be in terrible pain. Her husband is 93 also, and he has very serious medical issues. So we thank you for that, Mary. And Mary also, she's with her brother Dino, who's 96. She recently lost her other brother, who is that age. And Dino is with her and the family today. He loves when she makes those special soups for him and breads for him.
Yeah.
So we thank you for that, Mary, and for your prayer intentions. And for B, happy birthday to you, B. She's 84 today. And she's praying for Joanne from Delaware, who had knee surgery. So we pray for B. We pray for her daughter, Sophia, continually. I mean, she's the one who has breast cancer and needs both breasts removed. So we're praying for her. We're praying for Kelly with fourth stage breast cancer, again submitted by Mary D'Angelo. We pray for Kelly. And it's amazing all that is going on here, the illnesses. I pray for my friend Janet, who is not feeling well. She's weak. She has other medical issues, and the flu has gone through the house. So it might be the flu. But I just pray for her strength, Lord. Give her the strength. And Padre Pio, you with your all the illnesses, the bronchial inflammations that you had, I pray for you to intercede that she gets strength and she can mm-hmm. overcome that.
Yeah,
it's just
amen.
Been pray for the repose of the soul of Peggy Kane, a classmate of mine at St. Maria Goretti. She was the star of the basketball team, and she just passed. And we pray for that. We do want to get these prayer intentions in. They're so important, and that's what we're about. Want to pray for a teacher who was diagnosed with breast cancer and will be having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray for that teacher, and we pray for dear Allie who submitted that request.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Gigi who fell and broke her hip and her thigh, and she's also now having pain in her foot and in her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just somebody. And for all you wonderful people who frequently call in to give us names of people to pray for,
mm-hmm.
you are doing the Lord's work. And like we said, like your dear wife called in praying for the election, pray for those people who follow your will, Lord, and can bring peace to this nation and to the world. We're praying for the Ukraine and Russia and China, Iran and Taiwan.
Yeah.
It's just terrible what we're seeing in the world today, what we're viewing. And for all of those people suffering from religious persecution, how horrible is that? We pray for Janice, who's hospitalized. Sadly, she was on a ventilator, but she died.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away. And just to mention here, we're at a time of year now where people are having virus infections mixed with the flu, possibly mixed with COVID. And we pray for those long-term COVIDs. I believe your son had a long-term
COVID. He's somewhat of a long-term hold.
Yeah, I know my niece Michelle was also going through that. It's the tiredness that seems to persist in those times. You know, it's just a terrible terrible thing. We pray for all out there who are suffering from any of these conditions. Take care of yourself. It's going to be not a good time of year. Please try not to do anything foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Still watch when you're in big crowds because people are going to have little buggies in them. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we certainly do.
Grace, you mentioned Padre Pio's love for children. I want to lift up today, if you would offer a prayer just briefly, for all abandoned and neglected children.
Beautiful.
Okay. We lift up a prayer for them today through the intercession of the Padre, who loved children so much.
Yes. For
and loved them with a deeply, with a fatherly love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. That is so beautiful. And he certainly did, like, putting up these places for the children who are emotionally ill and physically ill.
Challenged, yeah.
That is so, so beautiful. And, you know, we're dealing with the Padre. You know, the more we see about this Padre Pio, he was very human. We say all these very serious things about him. He was very human and jovial. He had a wonderful sense of humor. And his padres would say, he would say things, and this is their quote, it would make them laugh their heads off. Could you picture him that way? You know, and one in particular, I like it. One day, his personal physician, a Dr. William Sanguinetti, noticed how rough the padre's bed was. His bed was rough. And the doctor said, Padre, I'm going to buy you a new bed. So Padre Pio asked him, he said, Doctor, are you a rich man? No, said the doctor, I'm not a rich man, but I can at least buy you a bed. Why do you ask me if I'm rich? And Padre Pio replied, well, you know, all Capuchin friars lead the same common life, and if you buy me a more comfortable bed, you will have to do the same for the 14,000 Capuchins in the whole order. Is that wonderful? That's wonderful.
It is.
And, you know, in the periodical called The Voice of Padre Pio, there was a story that I was especially drawn to. The famous tenor, Beniamino Gigli, what a magnificent voice he had. The clarity was unbelievable. Beniamino Gigli loved Padre Pio dearly, and he often visited him in San Giovanni Rotondo. So one day, he and the Padre were walking in the garden with some friends, and they asked Gigli to sing something for us. That's what they always say to singers.
Sing something for me.
So he turned to Padre Pio and he asked him, do you want me to sing a Sicilian song, a song of Sicily, or a Napolitan song, a song from Naples? Well, Padre Pio replied, a Napolitan song. Of course, his land was particularly dear to him from the area of Naples, and he wanted the Napolitan song. And this confirmed his humanity, too. He's just like us, just like us. So I have to admit, John, I love that story. And the reason I love that story is because my mother was Napolitan. So that really, really touched me. That was just so wonderful. And there was a dog that used to run around the garden. And, of course, all these friars had their individual rooms they called cells.
Yeah.
But that dog would find its way to Padre Pio's room. He would scratch on the door. And, of course, the Padre had to open the door for him, give him a little something to eat and so on. And I was happy to see that because it told me he loved animals, that he loved that little dog. And it was obvious that dog waited for him. He loved him.
Like his Father Francis with the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. That's right. There you go again, that connection with the saint that he adored, St. Francis of Assisi. They were many years apart. St. Francis was in the year 1227.
That's right.
And here, Padre Pio was a contemporary. He died in 1968.
68,
which makes it so beautiful. I mean, he was one of us. He lived in our time. He prayed in our time. He cured in our time. And he cures beyond that. Now that he's deceased or he's up in heaven, he's continues today. I know he's going to touch a lot of these prayer intentions that we prayed for today.
Well, Grace, do you know we're down to the last couple of minutes of the program already, how fast it went by?
It just flew. It really did fly. I'm speaking about the Padre and all these wonderful people who called in their prayer intentions. It's just so beautiful. And if we do, we may do another program because there's so much to say that some of the heavy-duty serious things, like when he was confined. Okay, people were a riot for him because they were going to remove, the word got out, they were going to remove him from the friary in San Giovanni Rotondo. The people went crazy, like, no way, you're not taking our Padre from us. And riots broke out, people were killed. That's a heavy story, and we got to get into that. We got to get into the day of his death.
Okay.
That
we
is
will
powerful.
Do that.
The day of his death.
Mm-hmm. And we can't thank you enough for what you brought to us in part two of Padre Pio. Hopefully we'll pick it up again and next time. And in the meantime, I want to thank Frank and then Maureen and Mary for helping make this program possible today. And I hope that you learned something more about the wonderful man from Pietrosina, Padre Pio.
Amen.
St. Pio, right?
St. Pio of Pietrocino.
St. Pio of Pietrocino.
And Pio was from Pius V, who he loved. Was a great pope. Pius V was the saved Europe from the Muslim invasion. He was the one that said, pray the rosary, the feast of the Holy Rosary through Pius V, and that's who St. Pio was named for in his religious life. How beautiful is that?
Amen.
The rosary.
And we'll be seeing you in the month of November.
Yes.
And that'll be a great opportunity for everyone to. And Paul will probably be calling back in.
Oh, God bless Paul.
We want to thank Paul for sponsoring today's program.
He would have bought Padre Pio his bed.
So with that in mind, remember, if you're away from the church, come on home. We're not complete without you. And you're never alone. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you.